AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. As the U.S. plans to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, it's sending another 3,000 in to help evacuate the U.S. embassy.
The State Department's ordering more Americans to leave as the Taliban continue a fast offensive and now effectively control two-thirds of the country.
We have been gravely concerned by developments.
Spokesman Ned Price says the embassy will stay open, just drop to a core staff at the Pentagon.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
John Kirby says the troops will be there to help the evacuation, not get involved in the war again. The U.S. role in the war formally ends August 31st. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Robin Walensky, says COVID cases continue to spike because of the Delta variant.
Our seven-day average is about 113,000 cases per day, and this represents an increase of nearly 24%.
Florida's governor, who's been criticized by the White House for banning mask and vaccination requirements, is now vowing to expand the use of antibodies for COVID patients.
Folks that are at the most high risk for severe illness from COVID-19, so elderly people, people that have certain comorbidities.
President Biden had harsh words for Governor Ron DeSantis and other GOP leaders who are blocking mask mandates for schools.
This isn't about politics. This is about keeping our children safe.
The mayor of San Francisco says the city will require proof of vaccination for indoor activities like restaurants and gyms. Temperatures are again topping 100 degrees in Oregon. Cooling centers have been set up to try to protect vulnerable people. Summer storms in the Midwest have left thousands in Michigan without power. Stocks ended higher today. Jobless claims were down for a third straight week. This is AP News. The 2020 census numbers are showing a big change in America's demographics.
The U.S. has become more diverse and more urban over the past decade. The white population dropped for the first time on record, though it remains the most prevalent racial or ethnic group. The number of non-Hispanic white people fell from 196 million in 2010 to 191 million in 2020. The Census Bureau's data also shows continued migration to the South and West at the expense of the Midwest and Northeast. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wildfires tearing through Montana have prompted thousands of evacuations and are now devouring areas of rangeland cattle ranchers depend on for their animals. In the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation, a fire's burned 260 square miles, leaving ranchers scrambling to find places for their cattle. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.